Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580, The Information Advantage. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 10.75, down 48 on the open. July opened at $10, down 94.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 10.35, down 39 on the open. July, 10.10, down 38. September, 10.13, down 42. December, 10.24, down 40. July of 2009, 9.30, down 38 on the open. May corn opened at 5.08, down 19.25 on the open. July, 5.19 1/4, down 20. September, 5.21 3/4, down 19 3/4. December, 5.21 1/2, down 19 3/4. March of 2009, 5.30 1/2, down 18 3/4. May, 5.37, down 15. July, 5.38 1/2, down 18 1/2. And December of 2009, $5, down 18 1/2 on the open. May soybeans opened at 12.07, down 50 on the open. July, 12.22, down 50. August, 12.16 1/2, down 49 1/2. September, 11.90, down 50. November, 11.40, down 50. January of 2009, 11.51, down 50. March, 11.62, down 50. July of 2009, 11.70, down 48. And November, a year-out harvest, 10.80, down 50 on the open. May soybean meal open at 303.10, down 7.60 on the open. July, 307, down $5. May soybean oil open at 54.20, down $2 on the open. July also down the limit at $2 at 55.14. April live hogs, lean hogs, open at 55, up 5 on the open. March feeders open at 99.20, down 15. April live cattle open at 90.40, down 22 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Fast-moving market. I just want to get out of your analyst's way today, Dan, and you go ahead and begin with the lead option soybean chart, and then we'll look at the lead option corn chart, and you tell us what you're looking at and what your thoughts are.
Well, the first thing I'm looking at on actually all the charts, corn and soybeans especially, is that soybeans now are in a position to finish out the month. I know we still have 5 days or 6 days left of trading, but we're going to have an outside down month, reversal to the downside coming off of a record high. So if you go back and look at all the highs that we have made basically since 1973, this is the first outside down month that is actually going to be put on the board. We've had some monthly hook reversals down, which we made a higher high than the previous month, but we did not go down below the previous month's low. In this case, we have. So we have, from a monthly chart basis, a very ugly-looking monthly reversal down, which goes a long ways in pushing or moving the argument that maybe soybeans have made a major high in here, and now we're down here moving lower as we go on into the spring months. I think initially here you have to use the consolidation phase or the congestion area that we had here last week. The midpoint of that is somewhere around 1373. You subtract that from 1571. You take that amount and subtract from 1373. You kind of come down here with a near-term downside price objective somewhere around here, 1175. We've kind of come within 30 cents of that range here being limit down. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. I think it's real important for the market to come back and close higher today. If not, then we probably have a chart gap here based upon what we've seen so far here this morning that would maybe signal the move could go on deeper than that over the next 2 to 3 weeks. When you look at corn is in the same position, having an outside down month. We're not quite there yet, I don't think. I don't know if we haven't penetrated the February lows here on lead option. But there again, we have a reversal down for the month beginning to take hold. But we do have the March 31st report on the last day of the month, and we'll be in expandable limits at that time. So a bullish report could maybe negate, you know, some of the reversal down and maybe turn it into a higher monthly close. We just don't know on that. But I think when you look at the corn chart, we've broken some important uptrend lines, some key support levels. And again, I think it's important for the market to come back and close higher. Or otherwise, I think you could probably use today's chart gap here as a midpoint gap. And that would kind of suggest maybe May futures going down into this 475 area for starters here over the next couple weeks. A lot of the weakness I think we're seeing can pretty well be attributed to hedge fund liquidation. We've got a lot of hedge funds that's got big positions and are having a hard time getting out of them or getting flat. And that's kind of what's been putting the pressure on this market. And you got to keep in mind, even though the market is trading, you don't know if that is a 100,000 lot market or a half a million lot market or just a 5,000 lot market. So, but we do know that we have a lot of hedge funds wanting to liquidate. My big concern is once they liquidate, will they come back into the market? And that will be something we'll have to kind of see. But right now, there's a lot of profit-taking taking place as we go into the end of the quarter. And I think that's, you know, impacting not only agricultural commodities, but is impacting energy futures and precious metal futures. One of the reasons why I think the dollar is stronger because you have short covering profit taking from the dollar going into the end of the quarter. So I think some of the price action that we see here between now and the end of March, you got to be careful how you interpret it because a lot of it is squaring up positions and whatnot, and we'll take a look at you know what happens at the first of the month when April comes here.
As long as you were in those continuation charts over a number of years, let me just ask you a quick question about uptrend lines. If you look at that May corn continuation chart front month, and you can draw a trend line through the highs in 2002, 2004, and 2007, the downbeat this month hasn't penetrated that uptrend line. But the question is, Tim, for you, is of what significance would that line be?
I don't use that approach, or I don't use that method. Once a trend line has been broken to the upside, so I don't approach that. I think the key here in corn is it needs to hold in here real bad, or otherwise I think we're going to see more liquidation, and I think everybody will be surprised how cheap this stuff can get if the fund interest begins to dry up for one reason or the other, because they've been the key force behind this market, lifting this market higher. and we'll just have to go from there. But I think that's the most bearish thing on this market, is that this has really popped the bubble, or the speculative bubble that we've had going here over the past 6 to 8 weeks. The question now is, can the market stabilize and rebuild that speculative enthusiasm as we go into the spring? And I don't think we're really going to know that until we get into the first part of April.
Yeah, what was happening with open interest on this slide down?
Well, open interest continues to decline, and that tells you it's a liquidation market. It's more of a money market, money situation type thing. Capital's moving out of commodities as quickly as it can get moved out without lock and limit all the time. And that is not a good sign. That is not a healthy sign that this market's going to turn around anytime soon. Actually, the last push up in corn, the last 2 week push up in corn to new record highs, was done on short covering. That was not done on new buying. So again, I think that kind of indicated that corn was kind of entering its exhaustion phase, at least for now. And but there's a lot of fundamental stuff that we'll have to sort through after we get through that March 31st report. But at least the price action going into that report, unless something turns around real quickly here, is going to be fairly bearish.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Mike Sola tells us flood warnings are in effect for much of southern Illinois and the southern half of Indiana. A winter storm warning is in effect for extreme northwestern Illinois from late tonight through early Friday evening, and a winter storm watch is in effect for the remainder of far northern Illinois and northern Indiana from late tonight through early Friday evening. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10:01 Central Time.